I mean, let's be honest. But like, dad is gonna be like, "Oh, my little girl, so she's ready to fuck." I mean, of course they don't like to hear it, but they're really supportive of the music in general. So they're like, "Okay, if it's working, just do your thing. Just don't tell me about that part."
The Miami-bred Lolita-esque Uffy fled to Paris and soon found herself in the open arms of Ed Banger Recordings and production duo DJ Feeds and Mr. Oizo. You may know her for her sweet French electro-pop numbers such as Pop the Glock and Ready to Fuck.
I mean, quite honestly, how that came up is we're just thinking of like how to end it before the chorus, and I was just like, how about Ready to Fuck? And it was kind of a joke, and as a joke, Oizo just turned it into a chorus, and I was like, yeah. Or you turned it into the chorus, and we're like, okay, no, we could never actually release that. And it actually sounded quite good, but
yeah, I was working on the a cappella, and so he was ready to fuck at one moment on the a cappella. We really got a sense, and it really had a sense, like another sense. If you listen to the track, it's more about like you want to fight. I'm ready to fuck, you know. And so I turned it in, I repeat it like 6 times just to see her face when I would play it, like I'm. And it was very funny and everybody liked it, so we decided to keep it as a chorus, yeah.
And it's actually turned into quite a big deal because, I mean, I really think, okay, we're young, this is new generation, guys always say that, why can't we go up and be like, yeah, I think I'm looking fly, I'm ready to fuck tonight. So it's actually turned into like a hell yeah kind of thing, but definitely a big controversy on that. Well, I mean, I really think Ed Banger is like a phenomenon right now because it's coming up on its fourth year. The label was founded in 2003 by Pedro Winter, who is Daft Punk's manager. So I think that gives us like a big head start. And I think it only has about 7 artists, as you said, 2 full-length albums that are out.
The whole world has been looking at Ed Banger and we get a lot of good feedback, but it's still very, very underground, only vinyl. So it's very underground still.
I find that right now Europe is really like enwrapped in like the new French scene, really.
Yeah, we don't care about the rest of the world. We only talk about us, guy. And like, have you heard the new track of Sebastian? It's so good, yeah. The new Mr. Oizo too. Just the own label. No, it's not true. We're looking a lot to the world, but in fact, we don't know so much about the Australian scene. Like me, I know a bit Midnight Juggernaut and stuff like this, but we don't know much.
You know you've made it when you're personally asked to perform on stage with Pharrell at the Ice Cream Bathing Ape Party in Tokyo.